about beauty. This is a story about jealousy. It's a story about a girl, the prettiest girl in the world. I'm Marcel Lee.
Ever since she was a baby, her mama used to say she was so beautiful. They say she took it to the head, chest, legs, and cuticles. She go to my school, you know, her sister too, but she cuter though. Her sister look like Scooby-Doo. Anyway, all the guys, they be on her tip. Eyes on her hips, man, her pop Cheetos and chips. Even the teachers want her hit. Preachers trying to bone police officers. Even her offering her ride homes and shit. But she always turn them down, cause her mama pick her up. I know exactly where she live. The corner house, not too far to walk from school. Students talking to each other, spreading rumors about her. The girl say she egotistic, but that don't seem right. Cause when I sit by her in physics class, it seem like she so timid. But that ain't what they say. They say she bragging both a lot about she on top and how all the guys be on her job.
She said they love me cause I'm beautiful. The world revolves around me. Me. She got her nose in the air. She said it doesn't matter where I go. The world revolves around me. Me.
I had to see if the rumors was true, so I started talking to her in school. And to tell you the truth, she was cooler than cool. Over the weeks, I learned more about her. Her mama got a job in Atlanta, and they were moving in June. I started chilling with her all day. She wasn't egotistic, yet the chick still bumped her in the hallway. I didn't get it, it was like the girl was jealous of her. It was sad, the chick's just mad, cause all the fellas loved her. Envy turned the women into enemies, and that was killing me. Cause see, she was a friend to me. So when I see Kimberly and Jim pretend to be her friend and talk behind her back, it made me pissed, cause she was like the nicest girl I ever met. And here was chicks who had crushes on me, hating me because of that. Pretty soon she started dating me. The bubble that they had at the end for her, and her fate would lead to something bad.
She said they love me cause I'm beautiful. The world revolves around me. Me.
She's the prettiest girl in the world.
She said it doesn't matter where I go. The world revolves around me. Me.
She's the prettiest girl in the world. Another day, just like any other day, she answered the phone at school. Hello? So her mother say, hey, something just came up. You have to catch the bus home, cause I don't think I'm gonna be able to pick you up today. She said, okay, bye mom. Then she hung up. In fact, she walked to the bus stop, and that's exactly where they jumped her at. Kimberly and Jen with 10 friends snuck up on her with a box cutter and a couple bats.
Oh no.
But they ain't wanna kill her, they just wanted to make sure no other brother wanted to get with her no more. It was so cold, the way them hoes rolled her and choked her and poked holes through her nose. Whole time before slicing her cheek up, then running up the street, Chuck yelled, somebody call the police, but it was too late. By the time her sister arrived, all she could do was whisper and cry. She said how much she loved her.
You never heard her say that.
MarcelLee.com, MarcelLee.com.